The OTV Brief with Now TV. Watch Sky Sports on the Now TV Sky Sports Pass and watch BT Sport and Premier Sports on the Sports Extra Pass.
Good morning. We hope you're well. It's Friday, the 21st of August. I'm John Duggan and this is the OTB Brief, the one-stop shop for your sports news every day. Now, Vinnie Perth has been relieved of his duties as Dundalk manager. A former assistant to Stephen Kenny, he was handed the reins of the Oriel Park club ahead of the 2019 season. Perth's only full season in charge would see them crowned SSE Artricity Premier Division champions. However, Dundalk are 8 points off current leader Shamrock Rovers, and Perth's last game in charge saw them exit the Champions League this week at the hands of Slovenian champions Celje. John Gill and Alan Reynolds have taken charge ahead of tomorrow's trip to Sligo Rovers. Cork City will look to continue their good run of form this evening in the League of Ireland Premier Division. Neil Fensider are away to a Derry City team who've won just once since the restart. There's a 5:45 kick-off at the Ryan McBride Randywell. After dropping their first points of the season last week, leaders Shamrock Rovers welcome Shelburne to Tallaght Stadium from 7:45. First Division leaders Cabinteely play UCD in another Dublin derby. Drogheda travel to Wexford, Bray are away to Galway, and Athlone Town entertain Shamrock Rovers too. 61 weeks after the competition began, the Europa League finally reaches its conclusion in Cologne tonight. Inter Milan are looking to lift the trophy for the first time since 1998. Standing in their way are the team who've won the competition more than any other, Sevilla, and kick-offs at 8 o'clock. The Champions League final takes place in Lisbon on Sunday night between Bayern Munich and Paris Saint-Germain. John Giles was on the show last night and he likes Munich's chances under Hansi Flick.
It's been brilliant. He has revitalised, if that's the right word, that what I've seen of that team. This is a team now playing, when they don't have the ball particularly, getting after the opposition. Things they weren't doing before this fella came in. So this guy's done a big, big job. And I think that's what's making them so successful. They obviously have the ability, but it's getting the hard work out of them and playing for each other, which they're doing, that this guy has brought in. And he's done a really, really top-class job. And he's made him into a team that was okay, but into a real bit like Liverpool with Klopp. You know, when they haven't got the ball, everybody's working hard, they're working for each other, they're doing their stuff. So it's only this thing that I mentioned before, that the pulling out, coming out from the back was bad. But apart from everything else, apart from that, I think he's done everything else brilliantly. He's revitalised that team in a big way, a big way.
The GAA are to make funds available to county boards during the current crisis. Government restrictions mean all games are to be played behind closed doors until September the 13th at the earliest. Director General Tom Ryan told county chairpersons centrally sourced borrowings would be made available to assist the running of activities. Meanwhile, the GAA remain optimistic this year's inter-county championships will go ahead. Rory McIlroy goes into the second round of the Northern Trust 5 shots off the lead. The world number 3 carded a 2-under round of 69 in Boston yesterday. Harris English, Kevin Streelman and Cameron Davis had the field on 7-under par. Shane Lowry's 1-over following a 72. Gray McDowell a 6-over. McIlroy does not believe he's at the peak of his powers right now.
It's been a little more of a struggle the last few weeks, but yeah, played okay today. You know, it's still, you know, it's nearly there. Like, it's a 69 that could have been a 66, or, you know, so it's still a little bit in neutral. I feel like if I just get a really, you know, a low round and just, you know, get some momentum, I could be off and running.
You are listening to the OTB Brief with Now TV. Watch Sky Sports and the Now TV Sky Sports Pass and watch BT Sport and Premier Sports on the Sports Extra Pass. Stephanie Meadow is 8 shots off the lead going into day 2 of the Women's Open Championship at Troon. Leona Maguire is 2 shots worse off on 6-over par. The American Amy Olsen leads on 4-under. In boxing, Katie Taylor defends her world lightweight titles against Delphine Persoon in Essex tomorrow. Taylor won a close contest against the Belgian last year. She will not be getting involved, though, in mind games ahead of the rematch.
I haven't really taken too much notice, to be honest, of what Delphine has looked. But yeah, I'm just focused on myself this week, and I feel ready. I feel relaxed myself, and I can't wait for this fight. I've trained long and hard for this fight. I feel ready and prepared, and I can't wait to step in there on Saturday night.
In racing, sprint sensation Batash is the star of the show on day three of York's Ebor Festival. He's due to go off as odds-on favourite in the Nunthorpe Stakes. Coming up on OTBAM this morning, we're chatting to Alan Quinlan, Dr. Adrian McGoldrick and Miguel Delaney. So join Jergal Roy and Shane Hannon from 7:30. Then tonight, it's Friday Night Racing. Remember, you can listen or watch to all of our shows on the new OTB Sports app. Search OTB Sports in the App Store now to download that for iOS and Android. That's your brief for today. I'm John Duggan, in association with NowTV. We're back on Monday morning from 7 a.m.
The OTB Brief with NowTV. Stream live sports with the NowTV Sky Sports and Sports Extra Day or Month Pass. Your sport on your terms.